Name the Bavarian city located on the Danube River that was the legislative seat of the Holy Roman Empire from 1663 to 1806.
That's Alex Trebek, but he's not hosting Jeopardy. He's moderating last year's National Geographic Bee. It's a contest for students in grades 4 through 8 testing their knowledge about world geography. This year, Paragon Preparatory Middle School's Chinmay Murthy will represent the Lone Star State. It's his first time competing in a Geography Bee. Murthy says geography is more than just locating a country or a city on a map.
There are tons of other things that could go into geography. A lot of stuff that you think as different subjects goes into geography. There's physical geography, types of landforms, their definitions, cultural geography, that's like an ethnic group living where.
Murthy uses geography games and quizzes to study. He learns about United States geography in school, but says he taught himself a lot about world geography. He says his mother helps him study.
She asked me questions. She asked me current events questions especially. And she has done a lot for me, gotten a lot of books that I find really interesting and that I should use.
To qualify for the national championship, Murthy won his class geography B and his school-wide geography B. Then he took a test to qualify for the state B. He won that too. Now he heads to Washington, D.C., where he competes for a $25,000 scholarship. If he wins, he also has the chance to represent the United States in the World Geography Bee in July. This year, it's in St. Petersburg, Russia. Murthy can immediately list off facts about the city.
It has a lot of history, rich history. It was called Leningrad once, and it was a capital of Russia once. So I want to learn what life was there.
Mary Lee Eldon is the executive director of the National Geographic Bee. She says the more young people know about the world, the better.
They're going to be making the decisions down the road about how we handle our resources and what we do with other countries. And I think if they're more aware of cultural aspects of a country, if they're more aware of the environment, they'll make better decisions.
Heading into the Bee, Murthy says he's confident and he seems ready. I tested his knowledge. Which state includes part of the Sierra Nevada Range, Massachusetts or California?
California.
Which state produces more coal, Washington or Kentucky?
Kentucky.
Kabuki is a popular form of theater that combines singing and dancing in which Asian island country?
Japan.
Which country is not crossed by the Prime Meridian, France, Morocco or Spain?
Morocco.
Sweet potatoes are grown east of Lake Albert in which country, Uganda or Mongolia?
Uganda.
He answered every question correctly. Afterwards, Murthy quizzed me. I got 2 out of 3 correct, but I'm pretty sure he was going easy on me. Kate McGee, KUT News.